Shalom, today's daf yomi is Beit Adav Zayin, Beit Seven. So the Gemara brings a brisa on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, and the brisa discusses a law of an egg that was born on Yontif. So Tana Rabbanan, the brisa teaches us kol shetashmisha b'yom, any type of creature that generally speaking engages in mating during the daytime, noad b'yom, then we know that under those circumstances it's going to be born during the day, meaning to say those females only give birth during the day. And any creature that mates at night, noad b'layla. Then the creature will be born only at night. And any creature which mates during the day and also at night, it can mate in either manner. Then under those circumstances, noad b'yom b'layla. Then such a creature can be born during the day or at night. And the Gemara now, the Braisa now explains it. Kol shetashmisha b'yom noad b'yom. What does that mean? Anything that mates during the day is born during the day. Zotarnagolas. That refers to a hen. And kol shetashmisha b'layla noad b'layla. And anything that mates at night will be born at night. Zu ataleif. That refers to a bat. And kol shetashmisha b'yom b'layla. Anything that mates in both during the day and at night, that and therefore can give birth either at day and night. This refers to an Adam, called a dummy way. This refers to a person and anyone who is similar to a person that engages in a human being that engages in relations both during the day and the night, meaning to say every creature other than a hen or a bat. So now the Gemara analyzes this statement. Amar Mar, kol shetashmisha b'yom, noa b'yom, zo tarnagolas. Anything that mates during the day will be born during the day. This refers to a hen. My nafkamina, why do we care? So we care. Look at the Rav Mari braid Rav Kahana, because there was a law that was taught by Rav Mari, son of Rav Kahana. Number Rav Mari braid Rav Kahana, badak bekina shel tarnagol in the erev yom tov. Let's say you checked the nest of these chickens on the eve of Yom Tov during the Bein Hashemashos, during the time where it was not yet Yom Tov but not yet day, meaning during the twilight period, and you didn't find an egg there, and then the next day lamachar hishkim umatzah ba beitza, and the next day you woke up early prior to dawn and you found an egg in the nest, that egg is going to be muteris, it's going to be permitted to eat. And we're going to assume that it was born the day before, and it wasn't born on Yontif, which would make it prohibited. And what's the reason? Because these hens don't lay eggs at night. And so therefore, it's a certainty that this egg was born prior to Yontif. That's what one nafkamina is. The Gemara says, Vawa Badak, but how could that be? But he checked the nest and he saw that there was nothing there, and he saw it wasn't there and he didn't find anything. So how could it be that this egg was born prior to Yontif? Gemara says, we'll have to say Imro Badak Yafa Yafa. We have to assume that he didn't really check properly. And so therefore the egg was there. And so we know for sure it won't be, the egg can't be born at night. Gemara says, Vafilu Badak Yafa. And even if he checked it well, and he says, it's a certainty I checked it, we could still say that this egg must have come out from the hen prior to Yontif, and then it returned inside the hen. And so therefore, it would come out at nighttime. And that's what happened. Ukid Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that under these circumstances where the egg is majority born prior to Yontif, and then it comes out completely on Yontif, then we're going to view this egg as though it was born and be permitted, or as it was laid, and be permitted to be eaten. Gemara says, is this really the case that an egg that's found in a nest prior to dawn, and then in the chicken coop chicken's nest prior to dawn is going to be permitted, because we're going to say for sure it's born the day before? If you check the hen's nest prior to Yontif, you don't find an egg. And the next day, you wake up and you find an egg. Asura. There's a brisa that says there's a source that says it's prohibited. So how are we going to say that it's permitted? So Gemara says, no, hasam b'desafna me'ara. No, that we're talking about a hen, where the hen became became filled with the egg, became the fertilized or the from the earth, meaning to say the egg wasn't fertilized. It didn't absorb the seed from the male rooster, and so under these conditions, it can give birth at night. And so therefore, the egg that is prohibited because that egg was laid at night because it wasn't a fertilized egg. So the Gemara says, well, yachi, if that's the case, that there are some times where the hen can give can lay its egg at night. The Rav Mari Nami Ema Me'aris Fana. Well, maybe Rav Mari's case also. Maybe the hen was not a fertilized egg. Maybe it was just an egg that came from the ground. Meaning to say, so how do we say, how do we know that that's the case that we're talking about? That it was born the day before. Mari says no, because the case of Rav Mari where he says you can be certain it wasn't laid at night is but the Ika Zachar Bada. Well, there was a rooster there, and so therefore we're certain that the hen was fertilized. That it was a fertilized egg. But the Ika Zachar Nami Me'aris Fana. Maybe the rooster was there, but he didn't fertilize it. No, maybe the egg was there, but he didn't implant his seed in the hen. So even though the rooster was there, as Gemara says, Amar Ravina Gemiru. We have a tradition called the Heicha the Ika Zachar O Safna Me'ara, that wherever there is a male rooster there, the hen is not going, the egg is not going to be something that was coming from the ground, but rather we're going to say that the rooster, that the egg was basically, the seed was planted by the male, and so therefore it is not an egg from that comes from the ground. And that's the circumstance that we say, Kol heichadika zachar lo safna me'ara. Any time that there is a male with it, we're going to say that the egg does not come from the ground, but it comes from the male. And so therefore, it's going to be under those circumstances. If you find the egg in the nest in the morning, it will be, before dawn, it will be permitted on Yontif.